on ibogaine in the treatment of hepatitis C. And here you see a graphic representation of the Tabernanthe iboga plant, its fruit, and most important, the root in which the bark contains the principal amount of ibogaine. Ibogaine is a white powder. This is courtesy of Ethnogarden Botanical, which is an internet distributor of ibogaine. Here we see some bottles that were actually produced by the Belgium company Omnichem in the late 80s and early 90s of a pharmaceutical-grade material. Now, here's a hepatitis C timeline. In 1973, non-A, non-B hepatitis was described. In 1989, HCV RNA virus was identified. In 1990, anti-HCV effects of ibogaine were reported. And in 2005, patent application for ibogaine to treat chronic HCV was filed. The most common HCV is the most common viral infection in the United States. Now, in the year 1990, 242,000 new cases were reported. In 2001, 25,000 new cases were reported. And in 2004, 25,000 new cases were reported. So we sort of see either a stabilization of cases or simply catching up on identifying existing cases. Greater than 75% of the intravenous drug users test positive for chronic hepatitis C. Now, science in ibogaine has followed patent development. The discovery of ibogaine's use in treating both chemical dependence and HCV was by ibogaine activist advocates who were themselves treated or self-treated with ibogaine. Scientific research followed patent development in the treatment of chemical dependence, and it is hoped the same will be true for ibogaine-related HCV research. What we see in the area of ibogaine patent development was initially in 1985, the first patent for the treatment of narcotic dependence was filed. In 1986, the patent for cocaine and amphetamine abuse was filed. In 1989, the patent for alcohol dependency syndromes was filed. In 1991, the rapid method for interrupting and attenuating nicotine and tobacco dependency syndromes was filed. And in 1992, the last in this series, the rapid method for interrupting or treating polydrug dependency syndromes was filed. Now, research follows skepticism. Broad-ranging claims of ibogaine to treat multiple forms of chemical dependence were doubted. The principal reason being that when we first approached NIDA, the concept that a single chemical could affect multiple forms of chemicals of abuse was simply disputed, because at that time the concept was that a single receptor was anticipated to be responsible for any particular drug's potential for abuse. Over time, all claims for chemical dependence have been confirmed in research for opioids, for stimulants, for alcohol, and for nicotine. What we see here is one of the early papers by Stan Glick, who became the most published author on ibogaine research, of ibogaine showing reduced levels of seizure control, seizure ibogaine. In the majority of cases, ibogaine shows significant reductions in various aspects of morphine withdrawal. What is particularly interesting is that in human subjects, ibogaine shows much more effective efficacy in treating withdrawal than in the animal model. In 1993, Jolik and Kappendijk studied the effects of ibogaine on cocaine self-administration, And as was indicated, these show first administration, second administration, third administration. Basically, and these are various doses, basically at effective doses, multiple administrations were more effective than single administrations. Here's Rizvani's work showing ibogaine reducing alcohol self-administration. This is some more of Glick's work showing a reduction in nicotine in preference. Now, ibogaine activist organizations have played a role in ibogaine HCV research. The International Coalition for Addict Self-Help in treatments performed in the Netherlands actually precipitated the first report of ibogaine effect on HCV. Very reliable source in the Netherlands reported to us that after taking ibogaine for heroin dependence, that his liver swelling and pain around the liver ceased. At that time, we were deeply involved in the development of ibogaine to treat chemical dependence and did not have the finances and the resources to begin to study ibogaine effect on HCV, as additionally, HCV was not a significant issue on the medical arena. Other groups who have been very instrumental in working to provide anecdotal and field precipitated information on ibogaine and HCV were Dutch Addict Self-Help in 1990 and the Ibogaine Underground in 2004. This is a copy of my patent application for the use of ibogaine and noribogaine to treat chronic hepatitis C. It's a patent application at this time. The patent has not been granted. And the interest in providing the patent was not in anticipation of profit, since we've never seen profit out of ibogaine, which is a natural molecule, but in hope that the industry might take notice of the patent and attempt to develop synthetic congeners, which may be more effective as the current treatments for hepatitis C are simply too toxic. Here is an example of some of the reports that we have seen. This was the report coming out of the Netherlands. A 33-year-old male diagnosed with HCV was using a quarter gram of heroin a day and was administered 25 milligrams a kilogram of ibogaine hydrochloride. Following administration of ibogaine, heroin use ceased along with swelling of the liver and pain in the area of the liver. This is a very interesting study. It shows enzyme levels pre- and post-ibogaine. ALT pre-ibogaine was 410, post-ibogaine 50. AST pre-ibogaine 201, post-ibogaine 25. GGT, another liver enzyme, pre-ibogaine 155, post-ibogaine 33. These are significant reductions demonstrating reversal of trauma to the liver. Example two, a 60-year-old male testing positive for HCV RNA genotype 1, which is the most difficult genotype of HCV to treat, administered the following dose regimens of ibogaine hydrochloride. The subject weighed 79 kilos. Doses administered were as total doses and not milligrams per kilogram. Day 1, 10 milligrams. Day 2, 20 milligrams. Day 3, 20 milligrams. Day 4, 30 milligrams. Day 5, 50 milligrams. Day 6, 75 milligrams. Day 8, 100 milligrams. Day 10, 150 milligrams. Day 14, 300 milligrams. HCV RNA UML was reduced from 780,000 to 644,000. Pretreatment alkaline phosphatase was 99, AST was 103, and ALT 95. Post-treatment alkaline phosphatase was reduced to 88, AST to 89, and ALT to 127. An additional 250 milligrams of ibogaine reduced HCV RNA ULML to 154,000, and further testing, which is very interesting because with no additional ibogaine, further testing showed continual reduction post-ibogaine treatment of HCV RNA to 78,200, and more recent studies have showed a reduction to about 52,000. Example four, a 42-year-old female testing positive for HCV RNA type 3. HCV RNA type 3 is the most treatable form of chronic hepatitis C. Her RNA levels were 12,600,000. The subject was administered a total of 27 milligrams per kilogram of ibogaine, hydrochloride, and the following regimen. The various regimens being used today are not single administrations, but administrations over short amounts of time. The patient was administered 6 by 2 milligram per kilogram doses, approximately 2 hours apart, but Dimitri can correct me on that. She was then administered a single, what is called a flood dose of 12 milligrams a kilogram, and approximately 6 hours later, an additional 3 milligrams per kilogram. HCV RNA was reduced to 50,100. Prior to ibogaine treatment, the patient's urine was dark and stool light. Post-treatment, color of urine and stool returned to normal. Here's a review of the preliminary samples reporting the viral reduction of viral load by ibogaine. Once again, we see 780,000 to 78,000 with a further reduction to 52,000 following the discontinuation of ibogaine treatment, and most dramatic, 12,600,000 to 50,100. Encouraging results are repetitive low dosing with ibogaine provided continuous depression of viral load. Genotype 3 appears highly responsive in keeping with the results of interferon ribavirin therapy. Continued reduction in viral load after stopping of ibogaine therapy was observed. And ibogaine is less toxic than current HCV therapies. Future developments, we hope that we may gain the interest of the pharmaceutical companies with experience in the development of HCV drugs. Preclinical confirmation of efficacy is possible, and phase 1-2 clinical studies to confirm findings and establish preferred dose regimen. Thank you. Thank you. Presenter will be Boaz Wachtel from Israel, who will present on ibogaine treatment providers' perspectives.